love someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two. I didn't think so. You ever try with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? I wanna hope so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to watch her walk away? Baby, little bad, bad thing. Baby, little bad, bad thing. Baby, little bad, bad thing. I feel like crying. You ever toss and turn your mind awake and thinking about the one you love? I don't think so. You ever close your eyes, you're making believe you're holding the one you're dreaming of? And if you say so, it hurts so bad when you finally know just how low, 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 low she'll go. Baby, it's a bad, bad thing. Baby, it's a bad, bad thing. Baby, it's a bad, bad thing. And I feel like crying. I feel like crying.
Mm-hmm. Just lies to hide. understood your voice. Now who here among us still believes in choice? Not I.
Two girls at the party last night. Did you, by any chance, happen to fuck them?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the two girls that you were so blatantly hitting on.
I wasn't hitting on anybody.
Who were they?
They were just a couple of models.
And where did you disappear to with them for so long?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't disappear with anybody. Sigurd wasn't feeling too well. I got called upstairs to see him. Anyway, who's the guy you were dancing with?
A friend of the Ziegler's.
What did he want?
What did he want? What did he want? upstairs. Then and there.
Is that all?
Yeah. Yeah, that was all.
Just wanted to fuck my wife.
That's right.
I guess that's understandable.
Understandable. Mm.
Because you are a very, very beautiful woman.
Whoa. Wait. So, because I'm a beautiful woman, the only reason any man ever wants to talk to me is because he wants to fuck me? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't think it's quite that black and white, but I think we both know what men are like.
So on that basis, I should conclude that you wanted to fuck those two models.
There are exceptions.
What makes you an exception?
What makes me an exception is that I happen to be in love with you. And because we're married, and because I would never lie to you or hurt you.
Do you realize that what you're saying is that the only reason you wouldn't fuck those two models is out of consideration for me, not because you really wouldn't want to?
It's just, relax, Alice. This pot is making you aggressive.
No, it's not the pot, it's you. Why can't you ever give me a straight fucking answer?
I was under the impression that's what I was doing. I don't even know what we're arguing about here.
I'm not arguing. I'm just trying to find out where you're coming from.
Where I'm coming from?
Look, let's say, for example, you have some gorgeous woman standing in your office, naked, and you're feeling her fucking tits. Now, what I want to know, what are you really thinking about when you're squeezing them?
Alice, I happen to be a doctor. It's all very impersonal, and you know there's always a nurse present.
So when you're feeling tits, it's nothing more than just your professionalism. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Sex is the last thing on my mind when I'm with a patient.
Now, when she is having her little titty squeezed, do you think she ever has any little fantasies about what handsome Dr. Bill's dickie might be like?
Come on, I can assure you, sex is the last thing on this fucking hypothetical woman patient's mind.
And what makes you so sure?
Not the glorious death of the sacred bull. but slaughtered and pitched like rotten junk into the land of the dead. Where mummified kings and queens wait in the wrong heaven. Beasts of the field we stand, somewhere between darkness and man, part of the plan, proof of the power of the fifth plane. The dying bull in the ring, stuck by the picadors, the last sound he hears in this dusty world, the out of tune trumpets and the sound of applause. As the matador bows,
it carries me. Oh. swallows me. And swallows me. And swallows me. You breathe in. Breathe into me.
Help. I have done it again. I have been here many times before. Hurt myself again today. And the worst part is there's no one else to blame. Be my friend. Hold me, wrap me up. Unfold me, I am small.
Dallas? Dallas? It's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I woke you up, but I thought you were having a nightmare.
Oh, God. Oh, I just had such a horrible dream. What time is it?
Yeah, it's after 4.
Did you just get home?
Yes. Took longer. Longer than I thought.
You must be exhausted. Come on. Lie down. Lie down.
What were you dreaming?
It's just, these weird things.
What was it?
So weird.
Tell me.
O Cubo, domingo para segunda, 0 horas. Thank you.
estaba bien por un tiempo, volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor, luego de tu adiós sentí todo mi dolor, sola y llorando, llorando, llorando. No es fácil de entender que al verte otra vez yo esté llorando. Yo que pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer. No me quieres. Siempre estaré llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor se llevó todo y quedó llorando, 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 llorando. Oh.
Nein, das ist nicht mehr, ich bin mein Vater, das ist ein Staat, das ist ein Staat.